For 4 weeks, I have been in rehab training, and because I have had some lung problems, lung disease. But many other things that have been really not good with my health. So after I finished my time there, and he started to show me what had been taking place, I simply cannot say other than I love him more than I have never been doing before. Because when I went through this, he started to show me that we take care of our outside daily. We take care of putting on clothes and washing ourselves and doing our own things that we need to do. But we need a help to take care of what is within. And he started to show me that this is not my case. It is the case of his body. It is his case of his body on the earth today that we take care of our daily need for ourselves, but we need really one another to take care of what is within us. And when I was in this training, there was a very professional doctors, nurse, and people that was putting up training program, even a food. And everything was according to what they say that it is best. That is how the body of Christ is really. There is the best within you. It is the best within me for each other. And we know that he tells us that the ministry is giving to the body. It is giving to edify the body. Through many years, we have seen people coming up in ministry, going out to make their own life out of it. But they lose the covering of the ministry, because the ministry is to edify the body, to build up the body. It is for one another. It's to flow among us. But in this training program, I went through many tests, because in my for many years ago, I went into a test, and they found a black pot in my left lung, and it was something that said it had collapsed, and it was damaged. And then they found out that I had what do you call it, lung, some lung disease, chronical. But I went through many tests there. And in the last day, I took my wife with me to hear what the doctor says, because we know our wives. They forget nothing. They know everything. It's better to have them with us, because they have a memory that we are lacking of. So I always take my wife with me, because then I have a backup. So the doctors, he was showing me the result out of it. And he said, there is no damage in your lung anymore. They are clean. They are healthy. And even for 4 years ago, about 4 or 5 years ago, they took my gallbladder out, because it was full of stone and damage. They took it out. I have now new gallbladder. It have returned. It's coming back. So there is something that is taking care of me inside. But he's saying it is not only what I am telling you. I want you to tell the body this, because that is what is going to come forth in his body on earth today. There is an inner side healing and powerful things that is coming to healers within, because he is coming again. He's returning. And when I was thinking about it, I was thinking, what a great help I got from all these professional people. But then I understand that the effect to be in a group of people that was in need, sitting among them, sharing the history with one another, support one another, courage one another, helping one another. It is the life in the body. It is the life that is flowing among us, brethren. So he started to show me these things in this way, and there is a little place in I think it is in Second Kings. I think Second Kings chapter 4 and verse 35. And it is something that we need to see. It's something that we need to understand. Chapter 4 and verse 35. He says, and he went up and lay upon the child and put the mouth on his mouth. But it says that he was coming in the verse 35. Then he returned. We know that someone that is returning is someone that had been coming before. Now he's coming back. And he's returning here. And he walk in the house. What is the house? This house is really a dwelling place. It's the temple. It is the body of Christ on earth, brethren. And he's coming back into that house in more power than I ever been before. And he's walking to and fro. It means that he goes everywhere. He goes to you and me, and he goes everywhere in this house. And what do he do? He stretches himself up on the child, and it was the second time that he did this. He's coming the second time. He stretched himself up on this child, and the child sneezed seven times. You see that he stretches himself up on him. So he is laying himself in the same position as the child was. But the child sneezed seven times. It means that there was some seven things that went out of the child that was bounding it. We need a seven spirit of God in the body that is coming forth to release some seven things that is holding us. There is a reason for that. The seven spirit of God is within the lamp. The seven spirit of God within the lamp is to take down the seven king in the promised land. The powerful things that are ruling and reigning in the land that belongs to us. And we are chosen people in this hour to go over under the covering of the seven spirit of this lamp to win the battle against the seven kings in the promised land. Amen. That was what was laying on my heart this week.